Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
And here we go, back at it again. Blackhawks Crazy Podcast is on the air here at WGNRadio.com as we broadcast live from Studio A on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower on the beautiful Mag Mile. I am Mike Jacobson. He is Scott King. We are both employed by WGN Radio, so that is why they allow us for about, 20 to 30 minutes or so to talk into these microphones to you about the Blackhawks. And it just so happens that my man to my right, Scott King, who you can follow at Scott King Media on Twitter and also at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy, was at the game last night because he's a reporter for us. Yes. And he wrote about it. And he got sound for us in the whole nine yards.
And that
was
hard.
That was a fun game.
Working hard for the old Hawks content. There was a lot going on yesterday.
There sure was.
Even before the game, we're going to get to everything, but a crazy game. And they're still red hot. So a lot to talk about today.
110 of 11, you got Patrick Kane gets another hat trick put underneath his belt for the season.
Yeah.
So he's got two and Jonathan Toews within a week, essentially. We got trades to talk about, a familiar face back in town, of course. And then that game kind of got lost in the shuffle with all the trade deadline news around the league, not only just here in Chicago, but around the league. That was a big win for the Blackhawks last night.
It was huge.
Stanley Cup defending champions right there, so we will hopefully see them continue to play at this level. 10 out of 11 is really hard to keep up with.
Nothing to scoff at.
Yeah, no kidding. And again, last night it starts with Patrick Kane. And just proves what an athlete, a special athlete that he truly is, because some of those moves that he made, his hands are so damn quick. It still does not cease to amaze me what he can do on the ice.
What's happening right now is what we kind of said would happen on the podcast, is you have, even after Kane's hat trick last night, I think that the best line is still the first line because they're all still red hot.
Mm-hmm.
Toews didn't get on the board last night, but you had Schmaltz with two.
Fun name.
That's a great name to say. You slip up a lot on it. Schmaltz had two assists with Kane last night, and Panic had an absolutely beautiful goal. But Kane's hat trick, yeah, I don't think that happens. I don't think he gets two hat tricks in three games without the way the first line's been playing and opening things up.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the crazy 1-2 punch they started with last night. First the Toews line, then the Kane line. They were actually in the Penguins zone for about the first 3 minutes of the game. Amazing start by the Blackhawks, and they could have had a couple goals right there. So you keep playing like that, you'll get up a couple goals on these teams, maybe even heading into the playoffs. But yeah, Kane, absolutely amazing. That's 12 goals in 11 games for Patrick Kane.
That's pretty good.
I think it's good. I'm not a professional hockey player, but I'm pretty sure that's good.
I might have to call Barry Melrose on that one, but if I had to guess, you know, because he's the best breakdown of hockey around, Barry Melrose, you know, because
yes.
He really...
Doesn't he just say he likes fighting and they cut to whatever else is going on in the studio?
He's a joke. Don't even get me started. And he's put on like 50 pounds, that guy.
Oh, my God. Poor
he's
Barry.
Gotten huge. Like, it's not in his mullet. It's all in the gut and the boob area there.
What do you think he's eating? A lot of cheese?
I don't know. I don't know what he maybe. I don't know. But then he looks like he would eat a lot of cheese.
We should call him and say we're concerned.
He just looks like he smells, too. Like, take a shower, man. He just looks greasy. I don't know.
I love when we get into your personal grievances.
It's my favorite
part of the show.
A few issues with him in the past. Just he's kind of a jerk. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, it seems like that might be the case. I know you've said that.
He's definitely a jerk. It's not fun.
Well, I want to say another thing about Kane's hat trick.
First
time a Hawk did it.
You got a microphone.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
First time a Hawk did it since 91, getting two hat tricks in three games.
And who did it in 91?
That'd be Brian Noonan.
Noonan.
December 27th through 29th. And he had three in one game. He actually had four in the other game. So,
No.
Beast mode back in 91. Noonan.
No.
Call in if you know what movie we're talking about.
I wonder which one it could be. Though that's a really cool stat, though.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
when I saw that, when I read that in the game release, I was like, wow, I haven't heard that name in a long time. Brian Noonan.
No, it's good to say again.
Pretty cool. So, and then after the game, you were able to catch up with the one and only Sid the Kid.
Sidney Crosby. I had not spoken with him before. He had some good things to say about the game.
I've never actually spoken with him either. When you're with in person? Is he smaller in person? Is he bigger? Because that's always fun for me as a reporter, you know, because some of these guys,
yeah,
you see him in person and you're like, wow, he's a lot smaller than I thought when the pads are off and the skates are off.
Right.
And then there's other people like, you know, Chara, who you see, and it's like, okay, that he's 6'7", and he's a monster, and he could beat the hell out of you.
He's huge.
Some of the guys, they don't look as big as you would expect. How did he kind of live up to your expectations?
He was taking his skates off, so he's sitting in the locker room. Okay. But I think from judging from that and me sizing him up with my best abilities, I would say that it's probably what you expect, like a little over 6 feet tall, built like a good, you know, power.
Like a Jonathan Taves?
Forward, up the middle guy. Yeah, I would say.
Probably a little bit thicker.
A little thicker, maybe like a half inch taller than Taves.
Okay.
But yeah, it definitely looks like a very good hockey player.
Yeah.
Say that.
Well, it turns out he's one of the best in the world. So,
yeah, he still is. Speaking of that, Cade now 68 points right behind McDavid in points now after the game Cade had last night, getting to best players in the league. But yeah. No.
Second year in a row, just tearing it up. I mean, he's gone through a few ups and downs and a few valleys this year, but I mean, overall, Patrick Kane's
those
had a
first two lines are hard to play against.
Yeah, really,
and that's something
really
Crosby kind of got into here. I think we're about to listen, but it's interesting when you hear Crosby talk about it, because it doesn't sound like a guy whose team lost 4-1. He was actually fairly happy with how the game went.
It's safe to say that this is a different Chicago team you guys have seen the last couple of times. A lot of things working for him now.
I don't know. I think that, you know, it was a good hockey game. I think, you know, they've got some guys who can score and highly skilled team. So, pretty much what we expected, what we saw tonight. So, you know, it's a game of mistakes, and we didn't capitalize on theirs, and they capitalized on ours.
What adjustments would you say you guys would have to make specifically if you were facing maybe later in the postseason?
I don't think we need to change much. I mean, the odd man rushes, I think, you know, we got to cut down on those. We can't give those up. I mean, they're gonna burn you on those. So, I think, you know, just making sure we cut down on those turnovers or align those transitions of odd man rushes. And, you know, other than that, you know, I think we generated a ton of chances ourselves. So, you know, most times I think those go in.
It's nice to see him again, you know, back on the ice, and he fully healthy. I mean, he's had some issues with the concussions and everything else, ironically, kind of like Jonathan Taves.
Yeah, I was just going to say, similar to Taves,
worse, though.
He's been out for long periods.
Long periods of time. And you never know how that's going to affect him in his long-term health, but to see him back and raring to go is nice to see.
Just want a cup. He's doing well.
And he showed just he's just being a good leader there. You know, they lose 4-1, but he's keeping it positive, and that's what you have to do when you're in that position.
He's right to do so. I mean, there's so much back and forth in that game, and there were posts by both teams hitting the post.
Yes, there were, yep.
And it's funny to hear him talk about odd man rushes. That's usually what the Hawks talk about, not giving up when they lose. So it's funny to hear Sidney Crosby talk about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, him and the Penguins, they're defending cup champions. And
yeah.
It was a really
and
good matchup. There's a lot of good action, and the Hawks just kind of took over later in the game. We talked about that goal by Panic and, of course, Kane's hat trick. But people were talking about, and you know, other people asked Crosby, I kind of got to it there a little bit, is what if we see this as a cup final? Is that going to be as entertaining as last night was? And he seemed to think so. I still think the Capitals are the team to beat in the East.
Absolutely.
For their long stretches, they're just playing really hot and everyone being on top of their game there.
I mean, if you've been able to have any chance to watch them this season, they are
dominant.
A lot of fun to watch and scary. That's a scary opponent.
Yeah, yeah.
On all levels, whether it's on the, you know, offensively, defensively, in net, they've just really looked solid all around.
They have a well-rounded team, but the Penguins could get there again, the defending champs, and they looked really good last night until the Hawks took over, and they have a lot of weapons. You can actually read the blog I wrote, WGNRadio.com, about last night's game, the Chelsea blogger. Kane actually had a lot to say about they're a tough team, the Penguins. They finish their checks, and they generate a lot of good chances. That they're sound all the way around, have a good team game. So check that out, because the Penguins are a dangerous team still.
So the overall shots last night, 37-20 in mine in favor of the Blackhawks. Another performance by Scott Darling where he continues to prove that it's going to be really, really hard to re-sign him in the offseason. Now, we got past the trade deadline, and we're going to get into the trade deadline in just a second here. So, did not get rid of him, which I didn't really expect via trade anyway.
No.
You got to keep him for this cup run. Hopefully, they can get back there and be playing in mid-June. when it comes to the offseason next year, it's going to be really hard for him to say no to teams because they're going to be throwing a lot of money at him.
He deserves it. This is his fourth straight win last night, stopped 36, 37 shots. We talked about all the good chances the Penguins had and the Hawks, but if he doesn't make a lot of big saves there, the Penguins could have won that game. I know the score wound up being lopsided 4-1, but if Darling didn't have a great night also, Penguins could have taken over.
Yeah, absolutely. Blackhawks Crazy Podcast here on WGNRadio.com. The man you just heard, he's Scott King. I am Mike Jacobson. We do this each and every week. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy. You can also follow him. There we go. Scott King at Scott King Media. I am at Jacobson Radio
on Twitter. Speaking of my Twitter, guess who's verified, baby?
You verified.
I got the blue check. I got it.
Congratulations. What? I don't even know what that process.
I graduated from Harvard yesterday when I woke up.
What does that entail, that process? I have no idea.
You get the blue check. So when people look at your profile, you have a blue check, and most other people don't.
I know what it means, but what do you have to do in order to get it?
Oh, sorry. I just made you sound like a fool for asking the world's dumbest question. Well, you see, Mike, Twitter is a social media site. What do you have to do?
You can get information on there.
I googled it.
And a lot of people like to give their thoughts in an open forum, and that's what we call Twitter.
Well, I did a thing called Googling. No, I just Googled how to get it, and it takes you through steps. And if you're in the media, it's a little easier. And I think lately why I went ahead and did it, it seems like they're giving it to more people in the media.
So let's break it down here. So you have to give your social security number. Do you have to give how do they verify that it's you?
Security deposit of your life savings, and then you and then you go on from there. Photo ID. They ask you for samples of work. So I sent some articles and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And maybe Jerry Rice followed me on Twitter yesterday.
Whoa.
Maybe he did.
Whoa. And yes. I'm sure it's him and not any of his people.
You know how I know it's him? Also blue check mark.
I don't want to burst your bubble.
My people run mine, so.
But you just bursted my bubble 5 seconds ago, so now I need to give you some crap back. So. But no, that is cool. That's very exciting.
I was happy about it.
A media member standpoint, that's one of the coolest things you can get is to actually be verified, and then people know that you're legit, and that's why you should be reading your stuff at WGNRadio.com and be listening to this podcast each and every week, because I think you do a heck of a job. I'm pretty mediocre, but you do a very, very, very good job. I said very, very well job. Very, very good job.
I'll take all the compliments I can get, all the adjectives, whatever you want to throw in, and two blogs yesterday. So yeah, check them out.
So there you go. WGNRadio.com. It's called the Chelsea Blogger. Trade deadline has gone and passed, and the Blackhawks, Stan Bowman, once again busy, and they always seem to make a great deal. And this year is no different. Johnny Aduya, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent next year, though. Be a rent-a-player situation, but I think it's worth it.
No, great deal for Bowman and the Hawks. Once again, you get number 27, Johnny Aduya, back. He's skating at Johnny's Ice House today, practicing with the team. And things weren't quite working out for him in Dallas. He's had a lower body issue. And so he played only in about 37 games, I want to say, when I did the story of the blog yesterday. But he's a guy who's familiar with the system. He's a guy who can move the puck really well on defense. And all you give up for him is Mark McNeil, who wasn't going to get a shot in Chicago anyways, a prospect who's had really good years the last 3 years, and some of which he's been plagued by injuries as well. So that's a guy with Hinostroza and Hartman and Schmaltz passing him by. He wasn't going to get a chance in Chicago, so it's good to see him get a chance somewhere else. You give up him, and you give up a conditional fourth-round pick. Send all that to Dallas, and that's not bad, even if it doesn't work out with Oduya, which I think it will a little bit. He gives him depth on defense, and you don't have to play him a whole lot. I think that's a great deal. And you have Bowman also acquired Tomas Yurko from Detroit, and you give Detroit a third-round pick. Yurko's a guy who, I guess the scouting reports on him when he first came in the league was he was highly skilled, and people expected a lot more out of him, just wasn't a good fit in Dallas. But now he's a bottom-six guy who's already in the lineup, played two games for the Hawks.
Yeah, and then they made one minor trade with the Anaheim Ducks. It was kind of a last-minute deal kind of situation, too. They ended up swapping forward Kenton Helgeson in a seventh-round pick in 2019 from the Ducks, and in exchange they gave away the Blackhawks, that is, Spencer Abbott and Sam Carrick.
Yep.
So Stan Bowman, a busy man, and happened to join the station earlier this morning on the Steve Cochran Show, and talked about the biggest trade that he made of those three, and of course that it would be Johnny Aduya.
Yeah, our coaching staff, obviously, and all the core players that have been here, they know Johnny as a person, they know his capabilities as a player, and chemistry-wise, you know, he was a very popular guy in the locker room, and he's very low maintenance from that perspective. So we knew it would be a great fit on all those regards. So it just came down to could we find a price that made sense to us.
And that price, again, was Mark McNeil and a conditional fourth rounder.
Not bad at all. You're getting a guy back that won two Stanley Cups with the Hawks in 2013 and 2015. And talking to the players yesterday about the trade, guys like Marian Hossa, you hear that a lot, how much his teammates liked him.
Yeah, yeah. No, he well-respected guy, and I know all the women in town are happy because they get to look at his abs again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they could look at ours, or they could at least picture what ours look like while they listen. I don't know why, you know. There's plenty of abs that go around in Chicago.
Well, you know, I'm not bragging, but they call me the Aduya of abs. But now, but now that he's back.
Is that all around Chicago or just at
no,
the Tribune
yeah.
Tower?
Okay. No. All around Chicago.
Okay.
But now that he's back, I just got to go back to Jacobson, which isn't it? It's just not as good and not as fun sounding because Aduya is a fun name to say.
It is.
Jacobson's pretty boring. Marian Hossa getting things back on track and, you know, getting the train headed down the tracks the right way here.
The choo-choo.
Marian Hossa had something to say,
bringing
too.
Bringing Johnny Oduya back, that's a move that's just going to strengthen the team a little bit more.
Definitely. I think Johnny was a huge part of our hockey team when we won the Cups. You know, it's nice to have a player like that back. He's a really likable person in the dressing room and really big minutes either on the ice. And he's great in the penalty killing and defensive zone. So, you know, love to see that guy back in our team.
Marian Hossa with you. Got his thoughts on bringing number 27 back and having him in the arsenal. And I'll tell you right now, the defense, they got some age back there now. That's for sure.
It's not a terrible thing.
No, it's not.
Campbell's looking a lot better. People worried about him in the beginning of the season. Mr. Soups is looking a lot better, generated a lot of good plays. A lot of good plays. Great skating, great hands as a defenseman. And you get that with Oduya, too. He could really move the puck around. And he looked like he was skating great at Johnny's today. I didn't read the reports, but I'd imagine there's a good chance he's in tomorrow against the Islanders.
So what would you get before we run out of time here? What grade would you give for Stan Bowman this trade deadline? Should he have made more moves? Do you like what he did by staying put for the most part, but then still being able to get a guy like Oduya? Do you think he should have been more aggressive? What's your thoughts?
Good question. I think by addressing the team's needs, I'd give him a solid A. Because before the move was made, you're talking about a team that's won 9 out of their last 10, that all four lines are rolling, that their defense looks pretty good, but maybe could use a little help in that bottom pair, and that's when you go and get an Oduya who knows the system. So even bringing Yurko in, I would give him an A for addressing for that need, too, a little depth in your bottom six forwards there. So, yeah, definitely. I think he filled all the team's needs, and they were already cruising before that.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. I don't know how you don't, you know, give him a nice A or at least an A-. I mean, you didn't give up too much, and, again, you addressed a need. So that's ideally from – and he does this each and every year. I mean, there has to be other GMs out there that are like, how does he do this? Or have you heard what Stan done? You know what he's done yet? No. Oh, wait a minute, he did that? Oh, son of a... It's like, why can't we do that? I mean, it's, you know, we're a little bit biased here because, you know, people listening to this might think that because we're the flagship of the Blackhawks and we have to say this. No, we don't have to say this.
Right.
He is that good, and there's a reason why he's got three Stanley Cups underneath his belt. So,
yeah.
He does it each and every year, I feel like, and he always makes good, solid moves, and, you know, this year is no different.
And he just signed this guy this morning. Just happened a little before the show. He signed this guy, Highmore. I think he's from the ECHL with 82 points in 58 games. So it's like he's just finding these guys.
He finds gems.
Outside of what he needs in the market at the trade deadline, he's just finding these guys like a Panarin, like a Teravainen, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing how he's able to find these gems. And then also you got to give a lot of credit to his scouting staff as well, because he can't be everywhere. He can't have his eyes everywhere. He can't travel everywhere. So he's got a good team behind him, too, that they should be giving a pat on the back.
I'm sorry, Highmore from the QMJHL. But still very impressive.
Well.
Still very impressive
numbers.
How
could you screw that up?
I'm sorry.
Get your facts straight.
I'd like to apologize.
You're supposed to be verified now. Get it right.
I just verified my mistake.
But on that note, please submit some questions to us at WGNradio.com/ChelseaBlogger. You can do them there. You can write a little comment on his articles that he does each and every week. You can do it on Facebook, Facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy. You can also reach out to us again on Twitter. He is now verified at Scott King Media. I am.
I could have done it without you.
Yeah,
really.
I know.
You got me to another level.
Well, it's amazing what Mr. Jackson will do to the old Twitter company when you just slip it there real quick. And I am at Jacobson Radio on Twitter. We will be back here next week and talk everything Hawks once again. Talk to you then.